What up, what up, what up, what up, little people, big people, all people. If you hear the sound of my voice, that means you are listening to an episode of Buffed Up Sports, available on all major podcasting platforms. So how y'all feel about this new intro theme song I got going? If you feeling this beat, then make sure you go check out the song on all music platforms. I'm talking Apple, Spotify, you know, all them. Song is titled Ain't Worried About It. The word is spelled W-U-R-R-E-D. Type in Ain't Worried About It and spell it the way I just told you to. You'll find it, all right? With that being said, let's get this show cracking, because I'm excited, man. We about to get this thing down to business. You know, I don't know how many religious folks listen to the show, but it's this thing that people laugh at, and it's when the preacher says, I ain't going to hold you too long. That's going to be this episode. I promise. I promise that's going to be this episode. We're going to get into some lions. We're going to talk some tigers. We're going to talk them Pistons. We going to talk Pistons. Believe that. Because y'all know I can't wait to talk that. But first, I got to talk a little WWE. Because ain't no way I've started back-to-back episodes talking about wrestling. But I had no choice. Last episode, I was talking about how excited I was John Cena was back. Just last Sunday, me and my brother from another mother, Evan, shout out Evan, we went down to Little Caesars Arena, caught us some wrestling. And boy, I tell you, we had a ball. But man, we had good seats, and I tell you, it was a who's who of everybody in there. That was pretty awesome. If you ain't never been, I can understand you may not want to watch wrestling on TV. But you gotta go watch it live, because I even took my sister before, and she'd be like, I ain't gonna lie, it was pretty fun. Them wrestling shows are fun, man. They so fun, because the crowd's into it. That's really the thing about it. The crowd get into it. Man, ain't nothing like it. Now, with that being said, we gotta talk some football. Do y'all know there will not be another Sunday without football until the month of February? Bittersweet, because usually when football season rolls around, I know I'm about to start class again. So it's like, dang, I'm about to start class, which I do at the end of this month, August 30th. I'm going back. But you can't be too mad, because it's football, man. We got football back, man. Lions. First preseason game, depending on when you listening to this, either today or it already passed. Bottom line is their first preseason game is August 6th versus the Bills at home down at Ford Field. But back to August 6th real quick. Shout out to my sister, man. It's her birthday, which is August 6th. It's her birthday, which is August 6th. So again, it's either today or it just passed. Whenever you look, it's today or it just passed, depending on when you listen to this. But if you get a chance and you know my sister, tell her happy birthday. Or if you don't know my sister, tell me to tell her happy birthday. Now, I'm excited for this football season, because I know the Lions not about to be the best team in the league or anything of that nature. So I'm not expecting much there, but I want to see the growth from our young guys. And the main thing that has me excited, we have a new coach. So that gives me something different to look forward to, because last year, looking at Patricia every game was probably going to take me out. So I'm glad they got rid of him by Thanksgiving. Otherwise, I might not made it to Christmas. But point is, we got Dan Campbell, who seems to be way more energetic than Matt Patricia was. Because that's where me, and not only myself, but many others, fell out with Matt Patricia. He didn't show that determination or that oomph, you know what I'm saying? That excitement factor, emotion. He didn't show any of that on game day. Who knows what he was doing in locker rooms and behind the doors, but when it was time to get down to business on the field, this man had no emotion. And I think it showed because of how his performance was and how his tenure with the Lions ended. Dan Campbell seems to be the exact opposite. I know it's the Lions, so never expect great things, but if nothing else, this coach seems to care. So that brings a little more confidence to me. So I do like that part about it. Tigers. Same old Tigers. We've been winning more than losing lately. But still, we started off the season so bad, we just not touching playoff contention. And it's honestly a shame because, again, if you take away the month of April, the Tigers have been rolling. But That's baseball for you, folks. That's sports in general. You got to play the whole way through. Just like they say, you got to play the whole game through. You definitely got to play the whole season through. Because you see what happened? You take a month off, just no good. But the main thing about the Tigers right now is not winning or losing, anything of that nature. At least not to me. The main thing I'm concerned about is Miguel Cabrera getting to that 500 home run achievement. Now, at the time of this recording, he's at 498. I hope by the next episode, he passes that 500 mark, which would be August 20th. Hopefully. So hopefully I have a new episode out by August 20th. Hopefully Miggy has met that mark by the time the next episode is out. Now, there's the thing. I said I want to be in attendance when he reaches that 500 homer mark. Problem is, the Tigers at the time of this recording just had their last home game before a road trip. Now, granted, the road trip does include Cleveland. Cleveland is 2.5 hours away. So if I was that desperate, I'd do it. Problem is, you got to time this thing right. I'm not driving to Cleveland for him not to reach the mark. You feel me? Now, it's different because the Tigers come back home, I believe, August 13th. I wouldn't mind driving that 40 minutes to Detroit, three games straight, to go see him hit that 500 home run or 500. 500? 500. 500. Anyways, woo-wee, I've had a day. That 500th home run. But I tell you what, again, let me backtrack. He's at 498 at the time of this recording. I'm not going into another game till he hits 499. These are the possible scenarios. He hits two in one game, and I just miss it all together, which I honestly wouldn't be too sad about. I'll be kind of sick, but I ain't going to be too sick. He hits it while they're on the road, and I'm just going to have to take it like a man with that as well. Or he does reach 499 right before they come back home. And I just attend every single home game until he hits 500. That's my options at this point. Let me know what y'all think I should do, because that's where we stand on that. Bottom line is, whenever he's at bat after 499, I want to be watching somehow, some way. Whether I got to pull over on the side of the road because I'm driving, watching TV, I got to stop what I'm doing and, you know, go put on the game. No matter what, I want to be a part of that moment. This is not something that happens every day. Like, I was trying to explain to my mom. She didn't understand why it was such a big deal. And I'm like, only a small percentage of people have achieved this mark. And to be honest, this might be the last player to do it for a while. So this is a pretty big deal for baseball. But the fact he's doing it as a Tiger, and he's been known as a Tiger majority of his career, it means a lot to the city of Detroit. Because I keep telling y'all, Miguel Cabrera is my favorite baseball player, and he's honestly probably the biggest Detroit athlete of my lifetime. I don't think there's been a bigger athlete in Detroit. Now, Pistons, it's official. Like a referee with a whistle, the Pistons drafted Cade Cunningham with the number one pick, and I am happy about it, because again, the Pistons got the number one pick. For the most part, everybody got the guy they wanted. He looked clean in that number two jersey. Shout out to the Daly family for saying he's allowed to wear the jersey. So first thing first is, if the Daly family is allowing him to wear number two, which is retired in honor of Chuck Daly's two championships with the team, the fact that the family is allowing him to wear this number two jersey, he got a ball out. And not only because of that reason, but like the Pistons have been desperate for something to cheer for since the going to work Pistons. Yo, we here. And not only we drafted Cade, we drafted Isaiah Livers, which I thought was a great pick. I know my Michigan folks, y'all loving that. That's a familiar name with people in the Michigan area. Got Luke Garza. And then you got Barza Kofritza. I know he said his name and sound something like pizza. So I'm screwing it up. But Barza, because that's his first name, I could say that. We got him. I don't know too much about him. I don't know too much about dog. I ain't going to lie. But that's the four rookies coming in for the Pistons. Cade, the only one expecting to get, you know, nice playing time this year. Livers, we going to see how his ankle doing, because as you know, he hurt his ankle in the NCAA tournament. He could possibly get minutes, or he could roll with the G League, the Motor City Cruise team. Garza and Balza definitely probably about to be with the Motor City Cruise. Unless they have a good camp, we'll see. But that's the anticipation that way, which is all good. They young, they rookies. We just trying to build up right now. Kelly Olynyk, and boy, am I not happy about that one. Especially when they first announced it. They said 3-year deal. I forgot, but he making like $12 million a year. It was 3 years, $37 million. So I heard that, and I'm like, ugh. Then I found out it was a team option on the third year. So that means after his second year with the Pistons, on the third year, we can get rid of him if we wanted to. And wouldn't have to pay him, which I'm cool with. I don't like Kelly Olynyk because I ain't like him in college. I felt like he was overrated with Gonzaga, and a lot of people just don't like Gonzaga players. So, yeah, that was me. Then he broke Kevin Love arm. I'm still not over that because that was just the stupidest, dirtiest play. Like, why would you break that man arm in the playoffs, bro? That pretty much, that's part of the reason why LeBron didn't get that ring his first season in Cleveland, if we're keeping it a buck. So I never really liked Kelly Olynyk for that reason. But if you look at the big picture, one, always trust Troy Weaver. So if he sees something in Olynyk, I'm going to roll with it. That simple. And he's not a bad option as far as like he can hit threes. Plumlee couldn't shoot. It works out there because Olynyk, you know, can set a screen. Cade or Killian, whoever's the ball handler, goes around. Kelly goes out to the three-point line, splash. That would be nice. That would be nice because we're going to need some shooters around them boys. Cade and Killian, that is. And Olynyk did have a nice season with the Rockets. He was balling, but what everybody got to remember, the Rockets weren't trying to win games last year. So, like, if Kelly Olynyk is going crazy, contain your excitement, I guess you could say. But the thing is, you're still making those shots. So, I mean, making shots is making shots, whether you're trying to win or lose. So, we'll see. Again, Troy, I'm going to trust Trader Troy, Troy Reaper, whatever you want to call him, because that man hasn't failed me yet. Every time he does something and fans question it, give it some time, it'll get revealed why he did it. And everybody's like, yeah, I like that one. So he playing chess while we playing checkers. So we got to remember that. Last thing on the Pistons, Summer League is coming up. Now, no, y'all probably like, you that excited about Summer League? Yes, because the Pistons about to have a squad during Summer League. This is what really mattered to us this year. Killian Hayes getting his first Summer League action. Sekou Doumbouya gonna get some minutes, and we finally gonna see what he could do. Obviously, Cade Cunningham, this is his first chance to play in a Pistons uniform. Not the exact uniform, but hey, he playing with the Pistons, bottom line. So hey, we gonna take what we can get right now, because we just want a taste. And that's what we gonna get. We gonna get a little taste of the action. Then preseason, get a little scoop. Then come regular season, we taking that whole plate. So I can't wait. Bars, put me on 106 in Park. Bring that show back, by the way. Make the music of the generation better first. So I'm excited. I wish I could go to Vegas. I know a lot of people are. Y'all have fun down there. Stay safe. I'm just really looking forward to Summer League action. They start the first game. First is the OKC Thunder. Then that second game is the one a lot of people are anticipating and interested in because they're playing the Houston Rockets Summer League team that's going to feature Jalen Green. And we all know Jalen Green wanted to come to Detroit, but Detroit went with Cade Cunningham. So Jalen Green felt a certain type of way about Detroit not taking him. He basically said, this ain't the exact quote, but it's close enough. He said, I will make sure all the teams regret not taking me, especially Detroit. Now you gotta remember, Detroit, the only team that had a pick in the draft before Houston had their pick. So he definitely was calling us out. Last thing on the Pistons, did y'all check out that new court? Do y'all like it? I actually do. I like both of them. The 313 court and the primary court. If you haven't, go Google them real quick. Look up Detroit Pistons 2021-22 court. I like them. But that's it. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter. My handle is the same for both accounts at RJ_Hurt36. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. This music got me going. I'm messing with it. But send me a free request on Facebook at RJ Hunt. Follow the craziness I post on TikTok at RJ Hunt36. Thank you for listening. I hope you come back to hear more episodes. If you can, please subscribe, leave a rating, and leave a review, please. I love to hear the feedback. And if you love today's episode, send it to a friend. Now just remember to follow these words. Spread love. Keep your chest out. Hold your head up. Show off them pretty teeth. And don't you worry about a thing. Till next time, y'all be good out there. God bless you all. Peace.